Matt Greenwood with you on a KJF Sports Talk on this Friday. Of course, Friday Night Football. We've got DeSoto hosting the Windsor Owls right here on KJF. But before we get down to the business of Friday Night Football, well, I guess we sort of have a tie-in to that as we're speaking to Jeff Taggart, Athletic Director for Northwest, talking about Military and First Responders Night coming up later this evening as Northwest welcomes in the Riverview Garden Squad. So, Jeff, let's just start out with talking about how many years Northwest has done this Military and First Responders Night and kind of the success of it.
Well, yeah, it's been several years now that we've done this night, and it's something that we look forward to each and every year. You know, it's just a night that we dedicate to honoring our heroes and our community. And, you know, any military or first responders that are able to come to our game, we give them free admission to the contest. And, you know, also kind of new this year, we have, 100 free shirts for military and first responders, and shirts will be handed out at the gate right around 6 p.m. And on top of that, we've also got a little treat for our military and first responders that do come to the game, you know, provided at the concession stand by our football boosters. So we've got a lot of hands involved with making this night special, and it's just a little something to show our appreciation to, the fantastic people in our community that fit this role for us.
Yeah, and you know what? This falls within the week of the 18-year anniversary of the 9/11 attacks, and I think a lot of times I wouldn't say we as you and me, but some people forget about what the veterans have done, what the first responders did on that day, and then, you know, sort of how the U.S. reacted to that situation with the military. And it's just nice 18 years later to remind folks that we still remember what they did for those that were in danger and what have you, and to be able to celebrate them at a Northwest football game, a big stadium that can hold a lot of military veterans.
Right, yeah, and it's just, we're talking about a lot of the things that we do in our jobs, Matt. We get to talk a lot about sports and some extracurricular things, but, in the great big picture of things, and especially the great big picture of life, you know, these men and women who are in military and first responders for us, you know, they have the ultimate type of responsibility, and we can't thank them enough. So this is just a small gesture just to honor them and show them how much we really do appreciate them.
Yes, definitely. And what better way than to go watch an undefeated Northwest Lions team, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. We're excited that we were able to kind of be in the position we're in here and have a chance and an opportunity just to enjoy some good football with our military and first responders.
Yes, very well. And I know whenever we talked to Coach Tenius during our training camps, the glaring thing about Northwest football going into this year was the fact that you graduated, I think, 17 starters on both sides of the football, and sometimes that can lead to some struggles early on, but a 2-0 start, and I'm sure as the AD, Jeff, you're pretty happy so far with Coach Tenius and the players and the job they've done.
Oh, absolutely. You know, kind of coming into this fall, you know, there was a lot of question marks with being a fairly new team with graduating a lot of people. But, pleasantly surprised, I know Coach Tenius was whenever camp started, we're going to be okay. And that's a big credit to his staff and Coach Tenius himself for really developing a program. It's our credit to our junior program for all the time and effort that they put in as well to kind of get, synced up with what we're doing at the high school. So, we're at a point now to where hopefully things can continue to roll and we can have the same type of expectations for a successful season each and every year.
And, Jeff, while I have you, why don't we talk about some other sports? I know I was out there for the Northwest Festus game last week, and Northwest put up 15 runs, and I noticed they tend to put up double-figure runs. They've done it a lot this season. Northwest softball looking pretty strong. What about some of the other sports and their starts to the fall?
Good start to the fall so far. As you mentioned, softball is off to a great start. Football's off to a great start. Volleyball is going to be extremely competitive again. You know, Coach Fortner does a good job each and every year as far as putting a good product on the floor. Our boys' soccer program is going to be very talented. They just had a big win on Tuesday night over conference champs from last year, Parkway West. Our cross-country cross-country teams are looking very strong. Our girls' golf is having the start of the year off very well as well. So, you know, so far it's fall has been pretty fun to be around. You know, there's been a lot of very good things, and hopefully we can kind of continue on and finish the fall out strong.
All right, good deal. Jeff, just right before I let you go here, for our new listeners, if you wouldn't mind, just remind them again this Military Appreciation Night and the things that are there for military and first responders that show up this evening.
Yes, this Friday night, 7 o'clock kickoff here at Northwest High School, we are having a military and first responders night, and it's just a night dedicated to honoring our heroes in our community. Free admission for military personnel, either active or veteran, and our first responders as well in our community, free admission. And, you know, we have 100 free shirts to give away to our military and first responders, and the shirts will be handed out at the gate around 6 p.m. There will be a special line that we have whenever people are coming into the stadium for those people, the military first responders. And also, just as kind of an additional thank you, our Football Booster Club is providing some food and some treats to the military and first responders at the concession stand. So we want everybody to come out to the game, but especially it's just a night to celebrate the special people in our community to fill these roles for us.
All right, Jeff, I appreciate you obliging once again with that information. And again, thank you for your time. And we'll talk, of course, throughout the rest of this sports season.
Very good, Matt. We appreciate all the coverage. Thank you for all you do.
You're very welcome. That is Jeff Taggart, Athletic Director for the Northwest School District. Again, Northwest High School hosting Riverview Gardens tonight at 7. It is Military and First Responders Night.